Queefing by Rachel Kincaid. Queef, a fanny fart and an odourless escaping of gas from your cunt. Bubbles of lemonade-flavoured laughter gurgled inside Mary's chest. It was rude to laugh at fanny farts, and in her stifled reflection she pondered if it was more rude to laugh at queefs with a new partner or an old one. With an old one there was a certain level of relaxation, where it was okay to accept what was a normal side effect of vigorous sex. Nostrils flaring, stomach tightening. No longer was there any thought of her clitoris or impending orgasm. She buried her head in his neck in an attempt to hide her amusement at the current state of affairs. Jamie carried on his activities, oblivious of the impending explosion of hilarity. He carried on shoving, bumping and grinding his hips, lost in his moment but not hers. His thrusting was reminiscent to shelf stacking in budget supermarkets. Pile them high and sell them cheap. Heaving and thrusting more and more external atmosphere into the soft vacuum of her sex, you could get no more air into it. It was going to detonate. A small, bugling sound emerged at first. This was accompanied by a stifled whimper of a giggle and mortification. Embarrassment spread over her face, all warm and red like a freshly spanked bottom. Jamie paid no attention to it. Determinedly, he carried on making great strides towards his orgasm. He was going to reach it regardless of distractions such as strange noises or giggling women. A rasp. A long, protracted note of the escaping queef. It went on for an eon. If it were to happen in a public place, it would be the type of fart you would be proud of. It had resonance and depth. It had personality to it. It had gravitas. Unable to keep her laughter prisoner behind the ivory bars of her teeth, Mary set it free. Relishing its newfound freedom, her laugh resounded and bounced round the bedroom. Jamie gave her a look of disgust as his moment was broken. Meanwhile, Mary slapped her hands over her eyes as her moment was released.